thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will take us and take our broadcast and make it a blessing to you today. The most beautiful story that's ever been told is the truth of the gospel that Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered and bled and died on the cross of Calvary, rose again the third day to be our Savior and to be our Redeemer. No wonder John said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the love that brought Jesus into this world. And we're thankful that you have put the love of God in our heart, that we can say truly we love you, we love your way, we love your truth. And it is our desire to show our love to thee by doing those things that are pleasing in thy sight. Bless our congregation today with the songs and with the message. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. of one whose loving heart can fill my deepest woe. Through any sorrow bears a heart that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh,
our subject for today's broadcast might seem a little odd, but I trust as we go along in the message, you'll understand. Our thoughts are entitled, Love and Hate. And our text of scripture is found in Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. In the first part of this chapter, Paul discusses the practical side of the Christian life. First, he establishes the general principle of self-sacrifice, accomplished through the transformation of the love of God, manifested in humble service of one's abilities, according to verses 3 through 8. Beginning with verse 9, we find a series of exhortations that continue through the end of the chapter. Let love be without dissimulation, without hypocrisy, without pretense. We are to have a love that is honest, sincere, and genuine. A love that is faked is repulsive. In fact, it is not love at all. And that is indeed hypocritical, when people profess to love and they do not. That's what we call hypocrisy. There are those who claim they love you, but their very actions speak otherwise. How can we love sincerely without hypocrisy? Well, let us back up to verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. True Christians' love cannot be experienced or shown without this transformation, wherein you are changed from a sinner to a child of God. The first verse says, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he goes on in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Therefore I say, true Christian love cannot be experienced or shown without this transformation. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. So we read in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7. So if you really and truly love God, then you are going to love your fellow man. Renewing of your mind. Yes, we be like-minded. Your mind is changed. Whenever you really transform, whenever you're really and truly converted and become a Christian, your mind is changed. while you're living in sin. You have a carnal mind and you have a desire for sinful things. But whenever you become a child of God, whenever you are transformed, you have a different mind, a different outlook on life. That's why Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and all things are become new. So be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. So we read in Paul's letter to the beautiful church there at Philippi, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Only as we let the mind of Christ be in us can we love as we should. Only as we allow the mind of Christ to be in us and rule our lives can we esteem others better than ourselves. It's a human trait, or a carnal trait, maybe I should say, to think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. Returning to our text, abhor that which is evil. A real hatred for evil is necessary for an honest love. That's why we entitled our thoughts today, Love and Hate. And let me repeat that. A real hatred for evil is necessary for an honest love. Why is that so? Well, if we are not careful, love can lose its purity and depth. The desires of the flesh are strong. They can prevent us, or they can pervert the nature of our love. Christ commended the congregation at Ephesus, as we read in the second chapter of Revelation. Christ commended the congregation there at Ephesus for their labor, for their patience, their stand against evil, their stand against false prophets, and so forth. Then he told them, I have something against you. You have left your first love. So a real hatred for evil is necessary for us to have true love. I have something against you. You have left your first love. And whenever you leave your first... Now, he didn't say they had lost it. He said they left it. And whenever you lose, whenever you leave your first love, then you are in a backslidden state. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, instructed them to walk in love. So we read in Ephesians 5 and 2. But he goes on to tell them to avoid various sinful things in verses 3 through 5. Developing a proper hatred of evil. We are not talking about hating people, even though they may be evil. We are speaking of hating evil itself. Our text says, abhor that which is evil. Didn't say to hate people who were evil, but abhor that which is evil. Developing a proper hatred for evil comes by clinging to what is good. Yes, the more you love good, the more you love God, the more you will hate evil. Paul tells us in the last verse of Romans 12, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. The psalmist said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. So we read in Psalm 119, verses 103 and 104. So the more we love God, the more we love righteousness, the more we love truth, the more we will hate the false way, the evil way. As we continue to look at our text, we read, be kindly affectionate, one to another, with brotherly love. Someone has said the expression, kindly affectionate, means to love as family. Well, all of us who are children of God are members of the family of God. We always are a family, and we are to love one another with true affection, without hypocrisy. And we are to love one another with a pure heart fervently. When it comes to the family of God, who Paul was writing to, we are to have a great feeling of love toward those in Christ. In Romans 13, Paul says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that's Romans 13 and verse 10. The Ephesian elders had great love for Paul. Paul told them that they would not see his face anymore. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him. That's in Acts chapter 20, verses 36 and 37. And we see by this action how dearly they did love Paul. Paul had preached the gospel to them. He had taught them the way of the Lord, and they appreciated not only Paul, but what he had preached to them. Now we are told, in honor, preferring one another. It takes true love to do that. I say it takes true love to do that. In honor, preferring one another. Desiring to outdo one another in showing honor. And when I say outdo, I'm not talking about something carnal or something wrong. I'm talking about showing this love and honoring others better than themselves. In honor, giving preference to one another, setting an example. Yes, we are to be an example by showing love and by honoring one another and being kind one to another. Love and hate are opposites, quite true. Yet the Christian is to do both. Yes, the Christian is to do both, but understand what we're to love and understand what we are to hate. Jesus told the lawyer to question him in regard to the first and great commandment. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul. And the second one is likened unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But we find different scriptures in the Bible where it talks about hating that which is evil. The psalmist said he loved the way of truth, but he hated that which was evil and ungodly. We are to have the kind of love God had for us in giving his only begotten Son to die for our sins. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned, and that means genuine love, of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22. As we study the Bible, we can clearly see God's hatred for sin, including the worship of false gods. I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none besides me. We read in Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 9. God is pure, God is holy, and God is love, but he does hate that which is evil. And he manifests his hatred toward that which is evil from time to time by pouring out his wrath upon things. Now, beloved, God's love is genuine, it's real, and it's available to every one of us. If today you're outside the fold of God, could I encourage you to turn away from the way of sin, of evil, hatred, and malice, and turn to the Lord and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Christ loved the church so much that He gave Himself for it. And Christ loved you so much that He gave His life for you. And He invites you to come to Him and cast all of your care upon Him. So we need to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we need to hate evil with all of our being. Our Father, we thank You today for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with this precious people. And we're trusting the Holy Spirit carried them to hearts and make them a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
When I first heard of Jesus, His love and His grace, my heart was overwhelmed to think a king would take my place. I cried, Lord, I'll go with You every step of the way. That's all I love Him too, my
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. Trust that it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That address again, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Or you may communicate with us by sending us an email. And our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You can read our monthly magazine there on our webpage, or you may listen to some past broadcasts if you have missed any, and you can join us in our Sunday and Wednesday night services as they are broadcast live. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. Thank you for being with us, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Beautiful rose, so white, beautiful land of light, beautiful home, so bright, where there shall come no night. Beautiful crown I'll wear, shining with stars o'er there, yonder in mansions fair. Gather us there.
Beautiful
robes of white,
beautiful
land of light,
beautiful
home so bright,
beautiful
band of might,
beautiful crown, shining so
fair.
Beautiful
mansion bright, gather us there.
Beautiful
thoughts to me, we shall forever be thine in eternity. When from this world we're free from its toil and care, heavenly joys to share, let me cross over there. This is my prayer.
Beautiful
robes of white,
beautiful
land of light,
beautiful
home so bright,
beautiful
band of might,
beautiful crown,
shining so fair,
beautiful
mansion bright,
gather us there.
Beautiful things on high, over in yonder sky, soon I shall leave this shore, counting my treasures o'er, where we shall never die. Carry me by and by, never to sorrow more, heavenly shore.
Beautiful
rose of white,
beautiful land
of light,
beautiful
home so bright,
beautiful
band of might,
beautiful crown,
shining so fair,
beautiful beautiful mansion bright, gather us there.